Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Moving forward, B, this is probably the best defense they've faced all year. And I don't know that Cleveland's firing on all cylinders like they have in the past. But still, when you got a guy like Myles Garrett out there, not that they haven't faced some pass rushers, and obviously Hendrickson's a player, and I think Dexter Lawrence is by far the best player on that Giants defense. Rather, I know they got guys on the edges, but you just don't see it consistently from Burns and Thibodeau. But this Browns defense, right now, we looked at this yesterday. So for Cleveland, they are 11th in yards allowed, 17th in points allowed. That usually means you got an underperforming offense and you're putting the defense in some tough spots. If you look at the offensive side of this thing, 31st in yards gained, 27th in points scored. I'm not taking anything away from this defense. They play a ton of one-on-one coverage on the outside and let their D-line go get it. Quick initial impressions on just the Browns matchup.
Well, I think the thing of it is this. Just like you just said, this is the best defense they've played. I think Washington would have to believe that they're the best offense that they've played. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think Cleveland has to look at the fact that, hold on now, yeah, it's a young quarterback over there, but this team is doing a lot. They get everybody involved. We're going to have to be sound. So they have to be concerned about this offense. Flipping it over with the defense against them, you have to be able to come out there and make them keep playing like they've been playing. Don't let them have that get right day on you. So I'm positive. I'm confident. Because I think at this point, and I think this is what the team is probably building, to where every week is not about who you're facing. It's about what you do. And if you reach the goals that you're setting for yourself and you can play as consistent as you want to play, they got to be concerned about you just as much as you got to be concerned about them.
One thing that stands out to me is going to be third downs. And that perhaps is cliche, but when you look at the numbers on this thing, it is so apparent that it's almost like a yin and a yang. Washington, first in the league on third downs. They're converting over 50%, which is damn near unheard of. Right now they're converting 53.5% on third down. They are 23 out of 43. I mean, that's really, really good.
That's high.
First in the league, probably by a pretty wide margin. Cleveland, seventh in the league at stopping on third downs. Browns opponents are only converting 30% of their third downs. They've only given up 15 third down conversions.
Right.
That's a rubber meets road situation, and I am pretty fascinated to see how that goes.
Something I would like to see, where is Washington on yards gain on first down? To see what they've done, we talked about this yesterday, on first and second down, they've gotten positive yardage where they put themselves in third and manageable. where it's not 3rd and 10 and 3rd and 15. We've seen it over the years. 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 15. It's been 3rd and short, 3rd and manageable, to where now when I get on the edge, you got to make a decision as a defensive back or a linebacker or whatever. So they've been being very successful on 1st and 2nd down, which makes 3rd down even easier.
Well, I actually asked – it's funny you bring that up, because I asked Jaden about that yesterday, because they've done a really good job of avoiding 3rd and longs.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden said, nobody wants to be in 3rd and longs and stuff like that behind the chains, so we do our best to stay ahead. That's what defenses are trying to do, is knock us back behind the chains, get us in longer situations. So from that, it's like, man, how can we maybe not take a 1st or 2nd down sack or get the ball out? We call stuff like dirty throwaways, just little stuff to stay ahead of the chains to give ourselves a chance.
Mm-hmm.
They are in 3rd and 5 or less most in the NFL. I think one thing Cliff has done really well, they are extremely unpredictable on 1st downs. So generally defenses can't key run or pass on 1st down. And in turn, it keeps things operational. I mean, I feel like I can count on the top of my head the amount of, like, 3rd and 10 or mores over 4 games. It just hasn't happened.
See, historically, when you are 3rd and 5 or less, you're a damn good 3rd down team.
Right.
And you can just look at the fact, if you're 3rd and 5 or less on 3rd down, you're very effective 1st and 2nd down. And I think we put so much emphasis on 3rd down. What it ultimately comes down to is this team is more or less an every down team. On 4th down, they're what? They're still 100%. They are an every down team at this point. And if that continues, they're going to be a problem.
It is going to be fascinating, because a lot of things will hinge on Jaden. And he had a line yesterday. Somebody tried to ask him, like, do you still feel like a rookie? Or he's like, yes, I'm a rookie. He shuts that – he's been asked that kind of thing a few different times, and he shuts it down every time. But I thought he had a great line, and I tweeted this out last night at JP Finley NBCS. He said, I wouldn't say it's a finished product. It's just a start.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps trying to say that. Like, people keep wanting to – they keep – want to make him something ahead of the curve, and he's like, nah, man, he's not in a hurry. The world is in a hurry. Jaden is not in a hurry.
The whole thing about it is, and I said it yesterday, I'll continue saying it, we normally live by what the media and the fans think. If you really listen to the players, they're always even keel. We want him to be so ahead of everything so quick. If he's the same way in year 5, 10, that's a positive. That's a plus. When people would tell you Tom Brady in his 15th, 20th year was still beating everybody to the place, staying longer, that is a positive. What if he doesn't feel like a rookie anymore? He's supposed to stop working? He's supposed to stop being the one that wants to be having the same work ethic that he has? What he said when the big talk was for all of us about starting, who they going to name a starter? He said, once I become a starter, I'm not going to stop working. I'm going to keep being the same person.
Right.
So whether he feels like a rookie still or not, you want him to change his way? I hear those questions all the time, and I'm dumbfounded by them. A person that was a first-year guy writing or covering a team, after you don't feel like you're a first-year guy anymore, do you stop?
No.
How many years you been doing it, and you working as hard as you ever worked? So the ultimate thing is, who cares if it's the first year or not?
Totally. This is going to be a fascinating game, because I think a lot of folks, a lot of fans are looking ahead to the Ravens. The Browns come in 1-3. I understand that. But if you care, if you try to look at who they've played, all these things, that's a bad loss to the Raiders in Vegas last week. NFL's a funny thing, man. This is a good defense, and Washington's going to be ready. I'm not concerned they won't be ready. We've seen enough from the organization. Arizona was such an easy game to have the letdown. In previous years, you could have seen that coming. It didn't happen. What good teams do is they keep building, and when they have winnable games, they take care of them. We're going to find out if Washington is that team.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.